Three faculty members of the University of Louisiana at Monroe School of Pharmacy have recently been elected to the board of the Louisiana Society of Health System Pharmacists, a trade organization that supports clinical and hospital pharmacists and technicians. Joining me now is Dr. Roxy Stewart, clinical associate professor in pharmacy and the new president-elect of the organization. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you, Jay.
First of all, tell us a little bit about the role of the Louisiana Society of Health System Pharmacists.
LSHP is a professional organization. It's made up of pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, and related personnel who practice in hospitals and other healthcare systems. The society has about 900 members, and we are a state affiliate of the American Society of Health Systems Pharmacists. What we do as a board is represent our members, and we provide leadership and support to our pharmacists and pharmacy technicians so that they can achieve positive patient outcomes and the best quality of life for our patients. Some of the ways that we do that is we provide continuing education for our pharmacists. They can be involved at the local level through their local chapter affiliates and go to monthly meetings and receive continuing education. We also provide two annual conferences. We have a mid-year conference in October that's held in Shreveport, Louisiana. We also have an annual conference that's held in May in New Orleans every year. We promote the value of pharmacists and how important it is to have a pharmacist as an essential member of the healthcare team. We represent pharmacy in public arena through legislative, regulatory, and public relations.
What's unique about health system pharmacy as opposed to retail pharmacy? Because they're two similar but very different practices.
They are, Jay. Used to, it was very different, and we're seeing a little more overlap now. And so each of our societies, our state societies, Louisiana Pharmacists Association and LSHP, have members from both the health systems side and the independent side.
Can you contrast a little bit of what health system pharmacists do and you can compare that to what your traditional retail pharmacist does?
Sure. Our community pharmacists are really like on the front line. They're going to see the patients. They see them probably more frequently or hopefully more frequently than we do in the hospital. They're going to follow that patient long term. Whereas a health system pharmacist may or may not get to actually meet the patient, but they're definitely an integral part of the healthcare team. So we do help with the physicians and help make better choices, maybe a medication. We follow patients' kinetics. We may help with their nutrition therapy and things like that.
And speaking of both retail pharmacists and health system pharmacists, ULM is fortunate to be represented on the boards of both professional pharmacy organizations in Louisiana.
That is correct, Jay. We do have faculty members who are members of the board of the Louisiana Pharmacists Association. We also have two new members on the board of LSHP. They are Dr. Jessica Brady, who is a clinical assistant professor here at our Monroe campus, and we have Dr. Bryce Mahundro, who is clinical assistant professor at our Baton Rouge campus. In addition to that, we've had some faculty members who have served as past presidents of LSHP, and they are Dr. Charles Jastrom and Dr. Michael Cockrum. And both of these men are actually very active now at the national level.
So why is it important for teaching faculty at the university to be involved in the practice of pharmacy, to be involved in what's going on, the latest hot topics?
Well, we are the educators of our future leaders, and so I think by having faculty members taking leadership positions within our profession, we set a good example and are good role models for our students.
And how valuable is it for students to be able to have a teacher who's not somebody who's been completely in the classroom and not practicing pharmacy for the last 20 or 30 years, but somebody who is extraordinarily active and busy with what's going on right now?
Oh, I think it's very important. You know, part of our triad in academia is teaching, service, and scholarly activity. And so I think by us taking these leadership roles and being in the classroom and having our clinic service helps to make up for a better student.
Dr. Roxy Stewart is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She's just been elected as president-elect of the Louisiana Society of Health System Pharmacists. Once again, congratulations, and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for having me.